This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is trying to create space for holding immigrant teens amid a sharply higher number of border crossings. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
The AP has learned the administration plans to use Dallas's downtown convention center to hold up to 3,000 immigrant teens. The Health and Human Services Department's been rushing to open facilities to house kids otherwise held by the Border Patrol, which is generally only supposed to keep them no more than 3 days. It's been holding them longer because there's next to no space in the HHS system. A GOP congressional delegation led by top House Republican Kevin McCarthy visited the border and blasted the Biden administration for a border surge.
What's happening right now is beyond a crisis.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the focus should be on solutions, not labels.
We recognize this is a problem. We're focused on addressing it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. defense and foreign ministers from the U.S. meeting their Japanese counterparts Tuesday were tasked with discussing their concern over China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific region as President Joe Biden's administration tries to reaffirm engagement with its key regional allies. And so-called 2+2 security talks with Japan's foreign minister and defense minister, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken also made a priority to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and climate change, as well as the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has picked his fourth health minister since the COVID-19 pandemic hit amid the worst throes of the disease in the country yet. Marcelo Quiroga, the president of the Brazilian Society of Cardiologists, will replace Eduardo Prezeo.